ট্রেন পোয়াস আর ট্রেন গিলিং দিস মুভমেন্ট ইজ নট ট্রেন ওয়াস বাট ট্রেন গিলিং হোয়ার ইজ ইয়র ব্রেন ফার্স্ট অফ অল ইউ মাস্ট হ্যাভ ব্রেন দেন ইট ইজ এ কোশ্চেন অফ ওয়াস বাট ইউ হ্যাভ নো ব্রেন ইউ ডু নট নো হোয়াট ইজ দিস লাইফ So we are giving, brain giving movement, not brain washing. Yes. On this point. Where is your brain? You do not, I cannot explain what is the difference between a dead man and a living man. You have got so many big, big scientists, you do not know. So where is your brain? First of all, put your brain, then it is a question of washing or. It is not brain washing. It is brain giving moment. Unfortunately, you have no brain, therefore you misunderstand. On this part, the Bhagavad Gita will explain. What do you think? Brain wash or brain giving? This is the heading.
Yes.
So we have to prove that you have no brain at all. Your brain is like cats and dogs. That is not brain. Even if you are scientist, philosopher, the position of your brain is the same. You do not know what is that thing missing that a living being is dead. You do not know. For centuries in the history, you could not answer this. So where is your brain? On this point, discuss you among them and write one article and send signing your name. Is it not a fact that brain giving movement? There is no brain. Dhira-satya-namayati. If you had brain, then you could understand. But you have no brain. Where is the question of washing? It is brain-giving movement. Am I right or not?
Yes, right.
It is not brain-washing, but you have no brain. There is no question of washing. We have to give you
brain. The brain?
Brain means proper intelligence. That is brain. Dhira, sober, that is brain. Anyone who has got brain, he will understand the simple logic. How the body is changing, there is something. Therefore, body is changing from childhood to boyhood. And as soon as that important thing is missing, no more change of body. It is a dead man. So where is your brain to understand the simple truth?
Because it's dulled from sense gratification, they can't understand.
No, what may be cause? But you have no brain. Cause may be so many. But you have no brain to understand the simple truth. Where is your brain? So this movement is not brain washing, brain giving. No brain. Therefore, Shastra says, Swayava Gokhars. Animal has no brain. They say animal has no soul, but that's not the fact. Animal has no brain. Otherwise, all anatomical, physiological conditions are there. Ahara, Nidra, Bhava. But they have no brain. They cannot understand What is the difference between dead man and living man? That is the distinction between man and animal. But if you cannot understand, then where is your brain? On this point. Actually, he has no brain. So I will go for it. That was the point Arjuna was chastised. So you ask him, you have no brain. You are lamenting on this body and talking like very learned man. The whole world is going on like this. They're talking like very big scientists, very big philosophers, very big, 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 but real thing. So where is your brain? Challenge like that. You cannot answer. Your big scientist putting forward by combination of chemical. Why don't you combine the chemical and give the dead man to become alive? Where is your brain? Simply say combination of chemical, but you take the chemicals and combine, then you can understand you have got brain. That you cannot do falsely, taking prestigious position, that you have got brain. Actually, you have no brain. Cheating too. Write articles on this. You have no brain at all. Jule Mata nahi uttar se. In India there is a prejudice that you should not lie down keeping your head towards northern side. Whatever truth may be, one man was asked, don't keep your head towards northern side. So he answered, where is my head? Head is already cut off. So these people are like that. They are making propaganda, brainwash, but where is your brain? Challenge. Where is your brain? Cannot answer this people. Where is your brain? Write a strong letter on this point and try to publish. If there is brain, there is question of asking now. Doing something. But where is your brain? You have no brain. What is that? If you challenge them that you have no brain, you cannot answer this, then what will be their answer?
They will say to us,
hmm?
They will say to us, well, we have brain, And it is functioning. Otherwise, how could I be speaking to you now? How could I even answer
you? But that way, the speaking and barking is the same thing. The dog is also barking. What is the difference? He is speaking in a different language, that's all. Does it mean the dog has got brain? The dog is barking, you are speaking. What is the difference?
They say we have art, we have science.
Whatever you may have, but you cannot answer the ultimate question. They have got also science, art. The dog can understand that a foreigner is coming and he begins to bark. Go. The master understands that somebody unknown is coming. You have got that sense? That from my or some distant place you can understand that some unknown person is coming. The dog can understand. He has got his art. He is a better intelligent than yours. Everyone has got some particulars. That does not mean there is brain. Brain means to understand the problem of life. There is brain.
But ultimately, our intelligence comes from scripture and Krishna.
No, there, apart from scripture, logic argument come. Scripture we take, that is all business. But you answer on common ground. What is the difference? Why there is dead man and alive? What is your answer? Set aside scripture.
That they say is beyond our intelligence.
That means you are not intelligent. That is true. Beyond your intelligence, that means your intelligence is not yet perfect. You are lacking in brain. Many workers simply loitering. They're doing nothing. So many simply they're taking. Doing nothing. I see. There's nobody to see. They take advantage. 75% of the workers are doing nothing. Gita explained that within this body there is something. Not body itself is moving. But Dehina Usme, Dehe. Within this body there is the real power, Dehi, who has got this body. There is. And because he is there, the body is changing. They cannot have anything, no brain, exactly like the dogs and cats. The dog cannot understand that within my body I am. They cannot. Therefore you are no better than dogs. And actual fact is, you are not this body. You are within this. It is a dress. In so many ways, Bhagavad Gita teaches. But you have no brain. And where is brain muscle? You have no brain to understand your real position.
When they say brainwashing, they think they're losing their intelligence by our movement. But actually, they have no intelligence to begin with.
No, maybe.
We prove that.
Yeah.
They have no intelligence to begin with. Where's the question?
You have to prove it.
They complain of loss of identity. But actually, that loss of identity, they don't know who they are.
Yes.
So what can they lose? Mm-hmm. So we'll challenge them like that. What is this loss of identity? You don't have anything
to lose.
Who are
you? What is your identification that you do not know? Rather, we are teaching that identifying yourself with this body, you have lost your identity. That is bad. If you say beyond our intelligence, that means we have no brain. And we can explain that we have no brain. Many technical and this is that I challenge and empty. So where is your that technology? That when a dead man is stopped, you can replace life by technology. Where is the divine? They couldn't know. Technology means the car has stopped. Go to the expired, maybe repair it, and do the needful again with grammar. That is technique. And where is that is the technique? As soon as you say, beyond our intelligence, then don't talk nonsense. Your intelligence is not perfect. So where is your brain? This very point we saw. Have no brain.
Listen, pause.
We could have our scientists make some study also.
They have already studied the chemistry.
And perhaps we can include something that they are saying. Right now they are making one article to show that this description they have of brainwashing has nothing to do with chanting Hare Krishna. That it is not even the same process. We saw one book that the psychiatrist sometimes quotes from. And in the book they had pictures of people at a Christian prayer meeting, and they were falling over and holding snakes, poisonous snakes. And they think that we are doing the same thing. So we are also trying to establish that this has nothing to do with our Krishna consciousness or chanting Hare Krishna.
Why this analogy? Are you taking this snake?
They say it is the same thing.
Why you do say?
Because they don't know.
Why do you say that? Which is not the fact. Are you taking this snake? So why you falsely say?
They say, well, you chant and dance.
But that does not mean they are taking snake. You are so rascal that you are falsely chanting. Everything is based on false charges.
Oh, yes.
You have to prove that. Where we are taking snakes? Analogy must be given when there is similarity. Where are you taking this snake and dancing?
No.
Then why this analogy? This is defective analogy.
And is there ignorance?
Yeah. You are rascal. You are bringing something which is not the fact. First of all, find out the similarity. Then you can say, it is like that. Where is the similarity? This is false logic. Analogy means the points of similarity. Then you can make analogy. The moon is beautiful, and if one's face is very beautiful, you can say, this face is as beautiful as the moon, but if it is ugly, black, then how you can make that this face is as beautiful as the moon? What is the analogy?
No analogy.
Analogy means points of similarity.
Most of their charges are like that. They are based on misconceptions about our movement. They say that, for instance, that we do not eat enough or sleep enough. Mm-hmm. Yet we have studies from their own scientists that say that our diet is good.
How we are living if our diet is not good? 10 years. We are not eating sufficiently, then how we are living? You do not know what is good food. By the result you have to know, if you are not eating sufficiently, how we are living? A cow is so much grass. And a human being is a small plant. The cow says, you are not eating sufficient, like me. Is that logic?
No, it's not logic.
So you are just like cows and asses. You eat voraciously. Does it mean I have to eat voraciously?
No.
In your calculation, it may be that we are eating very small plant. And that is not the fact. We are eating sufficiently. That means you have no brain. Because you are eating raw meat, flesh, and you see that we are eating fruits. You see, this is not something. It is your calculation. Actually, the fruits are meant for high class, intelligent men. It is not meant for cats and dogs and elephants. Elephant may be very good eater. Does it mean he is human being? So you are just like elephant. You are calculating your other friend like this.
Sometimes, when they are making their statements, we wonder how they can be so unintelligent. How they can be so mistaken as to what is the goal of this movement.
So you explain, like Krishna.
They're always accusing us that we are the cheaters. Yet every time when we answer them, they're exposed to the cheaters. They are shown to be the ones who really don't know, yet they're all saying that they know.
It is a good chance for explaining our mission. We should very carefully do it.
Yeah.
How? I have no brain? Because you do not know what is the difference between a dead man and a living man. And centuries in the history, you people, you have no brain, that whether the body is important or the active principle which is working within the body, that is important. Tell me, which one is important? The body is important or the active principle which is moving the body, that is important. What is important?
Active principle. And so?
So what information you have got about the active principle?
They have no information.
They have no brain. There is no brain what? They have no brain at all.
They'll say that they have so much science and culture.
Whatever it may be, but you do not know what is important. Science, I understand, science is very important. And the professor, Einstein is a great scientist. As soon as the evidence is gone, you kick on the face of the professor, he will not see. So which is important? The face of Mr. Einstein or the active principle of India. Have you learned any information? And what is the brain?
The different scriptures like the Bible say that there is a soul.
Don't bring down scripture, we are talking in common sense. Common sense that you cannot understand. Therefore, where is your brain? The dog also cannot understand. He simply identifies with his body. And you are doing that. So where is your brain? Man is rational animal. Where is your rationality? You are devoid of rationality. You are as good as dog. Where is your brain? I go on this point. Dog is one big dog thinking, I am greyhound by this big body, and the lion also thinking, I'm so powerful and this body. So I am also thinking, then that I am becoming very rich. But both of them, no understanding that how you are powerful. Why you are powerful? What is your active principle? And where is your brain? Why man is important than the animal? In common sense, there is not brain washing, but it is giving brain. There is no brain at all. No, I'll go on this one. Our challenge is that we have no brain. What is the question of brain? What? You cannot understand the simple thing. This is important.
We say that there is nothing after this lifetime. When the body is dead, that's it.
Apart from that, first of all, you have to distinguish. Yeah, what is important? The active principle within the body that is working. That is important. Or the superficial body structure is important.
They say that there is no difference.
There is difference. And therefore you have no brain.
The body itself is active. Not that there is something in the body making it active. The blood, the brains, this is part of the body.
Then what is this position of this body? And this land, this table is not empty.
No, it has no brain, no mind.
So then we have to accept That is, the body has got mind and body.
Yes.
So that is material or something else?
Material.
Material. Then why don't you replace it? Replace it. Material things can be replaced. It's like motor stop. Mm-hmm. So you go to the gas house and replace it. You cannot do it.
We are duplicating.
Huh?
We're duplicating the situation.
What is a duplicate?
In the test tube. We are beginning to make light.
That is nonsense. Therefore, you have no brain. You test tube, kick aside your test tube. This man is now not working. It is stopped. Mm. So bring your test tube and must test tube. Get him alive. Exactly like the motor car. When there is no petrol. You press petrol and it runs. So where is that material?
Well, just because...
Therefore, you are comparing something which is not analogous. Therefore, you know it.
Just because we cannot make the mind doesn't mean that the mind is not material. We may not make it, but still we say...
You say material. We say we have full knowledge. We say material, but separate material. But we have no knowledge, therefore we have no brain.
What proof is there?
Huh?
They may argue.
This is the proof. Now, the real active principle has left, the brain has left, the mind has left, it is all here now. You cannot understand. If you understand it, you are different. If there are, then you have no brain. You have to prove that. That is, you have no brain at all. Where is the question of brainwashing?
But if we operate on a person's brain, actual brain substance, it affects his personality. So therefore the personality in the brain is the same.
You give this man brain, mind, and again let him put it out.
Again, they'll say that's still beyond their knowledge.
Then you have no brain, say. My point is that you have no brain. As soon as you say, beyond my... Then you have no brain.
But that means just that our brain is not so, as good as it could be. It doesn't mean we have no
brain. That means you have no brain.
Just like a child has a brain, but is not very intelligent. So we have brain.
Brain means intelligence. Brain does not mean dullard. This man has brain. Then he is intelligent. The truth is he has got intelligence.
By brain you mean intelligence?
Yes.
Otherwise, you could say the dog has intelligence.
Yes.
The dog has brain.
The dog has also brain where there is food, where there is sex. He has got brain. Not that brain. That brain, everyone is there. In the small flag, in that brain. So think over like that and bless very intelligently in the core. Okay? Prove that we have no brain at all. This mind is giving, brain giving, not brain washing.
That is the truth.
Not brain washing, but brain giving.
We can say it from our own realization.
Yes. Dhira Shakta Navayati. Then one who has got brain, he immediately understands. But you have no brain. You have to make you understand in so many ways, still you do not understand. So where is your brain? Anyone has brain, he will understand, like when I say that this man is dead, something has gone out of his body. You know what?
But you have not seen that something.
See or not, I can see. When this man is dead, something is missing.
Well, it's just like a machine.
Oh, machine is a place where you bring it. It's dead, we have no brain. It is completely different thing. If it is machine, machine it is.
Machine breaks down.
Breaks down, you can repair.
Well, if it's a different thing, why don't you you're saying it's a different thing?
Different thing is you do not know. What is that difference?
Well, you say you do know, so why don't you produce it and put it back in the body and make it work? You say you do know what that thing is, so why don't you produce it?
Yes, I know, but I say it cannot be replaced. I know it. And you are asking, you say it can be replaced, it can be a crying, after millions of years, it's there for your conclusion. We say it cannot be replaced. It is not. It is accepted another body. We say that. You don't say it. That it can be brought again, and then you don't say that we have a friend. We have no friend. But the motor car stopped, the driver has gone to another. And if the rascal finds out how it can be done without the driver, then there is no friend. And one was friend says, the driver has gone, now it cannot be done. That is it. It falls the train. Driver has gone out and you're trying to run on the car. By putting petrol, by putting grease, by generating energy. That means you have no brain. Useless to your train. That means you have no brain. I have no brain.
So
how
will your movement give anybody brains?
And other things are given them. It's like that child is educated and he passes any education. He is a very intelligent person by education. This is their education. Even if you have no brain, I can give you brain. So it is not brainwashing, it is brain giving. But because you are asked, you will not accept.
This will not be very popular with the common people to be told. People will not very much appreciate being told they have no brains.
I tell you, no intelligence.
No intelligence. That'll be.
But we can say that their accusation is that one loses identity. They say we're a brainwashing, loses
identity.
So they don't know that.
You're falsely identified with body. You are not.
What,
we have no brain or intelligence.
What would you have us identify with?
Huh?
How would you have us identify?
I identify that the thing which has gone out of this body, that is enough.
What is that?
The soul.
Nobody can see the soul.
And that doesn't mean there is no thing.
Persons can
suppose it's wrong. At night you don't find any light. You can understand that you know what it is. Otherwise, at night, there's a darkness. If you're somebody there, would have a light.
Symptoms of life.
Yeah.
So those people who may not want to hear that they are not...
That's another thing. That's another thing. God will not hear. That is not mean they are brain or they are intellect.
That's the proof he's a dog.
There is a dog. So we are not going to give any credit to the dogs. So we have to fight like this. Think about it. There are different brands. It's like in Chicago, you say.
Woman's brain.
Woman brain and man's brain.
Yeah.
That defines his intellect.
They were very upset.
I said that's a fact.
Imagine how upset they'll be when you tell them you have no intel, no brains. They were upset over half a size brain.
Man, you can understand that different kinds of intelligence.
And they say, you are the most unintelligent because you do no practical work. Simply sitting and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
We do all kinds of practical work.
Huh?
We do all practical work. They come and see. And they can't say that we don't do practical work in society.
That is Rascal Chakrati. Zero. Sober. Cool air. This aspect of class and God, the good progress and business and after finishing his body every day. And you got there. And that power is here. I do depend on this body. This is the actual platform of that body. The Atman. And then you describe this Atman and know what it can be as. So, next point will be that where you think beyond your capacity will begin our education from seeing it. Our education begins from the first of all trying to understand what is this. Then feel that. And our whole process is how to transfer one person from material platform to this field. Therefore, they are thinking so. They're fools, they cannot understand where our education begins. Where they have failed, we begin from there. Where they are disappointed that this cannot be answered, solved. We begin from here. So this is the answer. You are the correct direction. We are trying to bring mass from the gross misunderstanding, misidentity, platform to come to the spiritual plane. Then you understand there is a spiritual kingdom, the spiritual life, the eternal, blissful, then you understand. And that is all new to these dull-headed rascals that they are thinking. It is a different subject matter.
Actually, it's a complete development of consciousness. It's a complete development of consciousness.
We can say that to the common people, these persons who are saying that you're being brainwashed, you are losing your identity, they're cheating you. Because actually you don't know what your identity is, you have no identity, and they're telling you that you already know.
In that person, they have no brain. Why is the question of brain lost?
Yeah, they say think for yourself, but they don't know what themselves are. They don't know who am I, so how can they think for themselves?
Actually, they have no brain. No intelligence. Therefore, you are finding out from the different. On which platform they are speaking, you do not know. stillness is matter and spirit. Then present. You have no idea what is spirit. And there is spiritual platform. Therefore, Krishna begins from this point that the spirit is within, not this body. That is your identity.
That has to be stressed.
That has to be understood. And therefore he is explaining in so many ways. This one word, na hanati hanumani shalide, bodies means things. These are simple processes. Business, na hanati hanumani, don't think it is finished. It is there. We'll understand it. It requires a special brain. Jesus can say, not everything is finished. His body is finished. And Krishna says, no. Not finished. Who will understand this? Unless we have a very good brain. And our education begins from that point. Jesus can say, if they are disappointed, we are finished. We begin from there. No. It is not finished, it is there. Why is it? Beyond the prapti, he has taken another body. A man is sleeping, he has taken another body. He is jumping on the tree. How you can see? He is a man. He has forgotten that I am a man in bed. And he is somewhere else. How it is? You see that he is living. He is not working, but he is working. Where is that bread? It is a fact. I see the man is sleeping, but he has gone somewhere else. This is your daily experience. You cannot see when he has gone. He has gone to the jungle, he thinks there is a tiger, and he is crying, tiger. You cannot see. And why he is crying? So how can you see his activities? You have no such eyes. You cannot see him how the subtle body is working, and what to speak of the soul. His living means his subtle body, mind, is working. Therefore, within the mind, he is seeing some tiger and he is crying. Oh, here is tiger, send. And the man in the cross is waiting. You cannot see, where is tiger? If you cannot see, it does not mean that he does not see. There is another brainless proposition. You cannot see. What you can see?
But then they could argue that actually the dream is just imagination. When the man wakes up, that is back in reality.
It is acting on him. You cannot see how it is acting. That is
proves your...
You cannot see how it is acting, but it is acting.
So that proves there must be something beyond the gross plane.
Yeah. From your conclusion, I cannot see. That is boundless. That is boundless. It depends on your seeing, but you cannot see so many things. That your proposal is boundless. That means you have no sufficient brain to see things as they are. Take this point and consider the places you call it to be very intense. Case will go wrong and we can disclose our overpillar. Is it not?
Yes. Think deeply, over and over again, and fight. What is your seeing? Useless. What you can see? You cannot see God is what? Does it make very little? Why you depend on your seeing? That's it. That means there is. Taking is a good opportunity for discarding our whole
Krishna's arrangement.
Don't take it otherwise. Rather prove yourself efficient in this subject matter. This is a trial examination for you now.
They say that we have no personal choice. Once we become from this movement, we have no longer any personal choice.
So we got a lot of people who have that.
So we're taking advantage of young boys, they don't know, and they're just taking advantage of things. They have formed a group, the programmers, called Return to Personal Choice.
My fault. This is personal choice.
There's a picture of them returning someone to their personal choice. The manual.
I force you to accept this. Your personal choice.
That is them returning someone to personal choice instead of dragging them off.
As the mother.
This is the mother. The father and the kidnappers.
This is personal choice.
Yes, it is some truth.
They're saying you do not know what is your personal choice. You have forgotten. Now that it's brainwashed away. Otherwise you can remember. So we're doing this for your own good. They call it rescuing. They say that we are rescuing you from this.
Everyone can say, I force to do something.
They say that you don't know your own choice. You have lost your memory of what is real choice.
But the people will accept the choice as possible.
Well, they feel that this is what the parents want, so the parents are justified in doing this to their children. The parent has the right to dictate what should be the choice.
How long?
Unlimitedly, no age limit. They asked, supposing your child is 50 years old, the mother said, it doesn't matter how old, even 50 years old, if they have lost their brains from this brainwashing, then...
But is that the law of the country?
There is a law to protect senile people. Sometimes when a man gets old and becomes senile, he may have a lot of money and not know how to use it, so they have given a law so that the parents can take charge of such a person so that he doesn't misspend his money.
Yes.
Get old and
also they have this conservatorship law.
That is the law. Now they are applying this law to us. Because the law says, most of the laws are written, it says that anyone who is of unsound mind, of unsound body, who is addicted to drugs, or who may be fooled by artful and designing persons, that this person can be put under conservatorship. That means that someone else takes control of your affairs and tells you, you must do this. So they put you in the mental hospital, and then they can do this so-called deprogramming. Now they're making new laws. Just before we came here, there was a law in one state. They proposed where anyone, not just the parents or the family, but anyone who wanted to, could get this kind of control over any other person. And then the law said, for any reason whatsoever.
This
book is a manual that was prepared by the American Civil Liberties Union. They had a big conference in our support in New York. This is accounts of deprogramming, newspaper articles, reports from authorities, personal accounts of people who have been through this return to personal choice, describing how they were dragged and beaten and locked up and tortured and starved in order to make them normal materialists and go free. They even have in there one manual. They have a do-it-yourself deprogramming book that teaches how to take someone and make them into an atheist.
Exactly what they accuse us of doing, they are doing. And then also they have testimonies of people who went through this and said, I'm very glad that I was rescued by force because now I'm free. And this is more of their damage.
In fact, many who were deprogrammed have then joined the deprogrammers. Even there are some of our devotees of Hare Krishna, they are now going around and deprogramming. They're working for the deprogrammer.
They have their own guru. This Ted Patrick has become their guru. And then they have a whole organization built around him. They are now getting donations. They have a non-profit corporation. They have established a 100,000. Yes, their guru is in jail. Ted Patrick was he got out of jail, but he was so much wanted to do this deprogramming that he went and they caught him and they put him back in jail again. And now he's in for 1 year. Back in the jail. But they are going on this activity without him. He has trained so many other people.
These deprogrammers have been disbanded in Canada. In Canada will not allow them.
We got big newspaper coverage in Canada for one devotee from our temple in Boston who was her sister and mother have become witnesses in my trial, in my case. So they were threatening her. They wanted to take her and put her in the mental hospital. So she went to Canada and said, I'm seeking political asylum here in Canada so that I can be safeguarded. So the Americans went to Canada and they said, oh, you Canadians, how are you doing this? You are such fools. And the Canadians don't like the Americans at all. So they told the Americans to get out. And they kept our devotees protected. And by an act of their parliament, they excluded the deprogrammers from Canada. They said, you cannot come to our country. So now they are protecting our devotees, saying, we are giving protection because America will not give our devotees.
Political asylum.
And they're getting great satisfaction from being able to say it.
Devotee's mother in this particular case said, I would rather see my daughter dead than be devotee of Krishna.
She said that to
all the papers.
That was a headline in the newspaper. So my daughter should better be dead than to be Hare Krishna.
That's for her own good. people involved in this deprogramming have read most of the books. They've read and studied, and when they try to deprogram someone, they quote from the books, different things. Is it that they can't understand this philosophy in their reading, or they just don't want to understand? It's like this man, Ted Patrick, he has read so many of the books.
What does he say?
One time I heard he challenged the devotee, "Where is your Lord Narsingadev now, the Savior?" And also, we have heard that if the Lord is blasphemed, you're supposed to either give up your life or leave the place. So why don't you do?
Or cut out my tongue.
So why don't you do that?
They used that as one legal argument. They said that one of our devotees should be put in the mental hospital for his own protection, because otherwise he would go and kill himself. And the court said, why is that? They said, well, because in their books, it says that if a devotee hears someone blaspheming the spiritual master or Krishna, then they have to commit suicide. Or cut their tongue out. They said, either they will cut my tongue out, or they will kill themselves. So either way, they should be put in the mental hospital. In one case, they were reading fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam about the hellish planets. And they were reading to her, and they read how one who was too much attached to women, how they would have to embrace the form of a hot, molten metal form of a woman. And so they were saying, so do you think this is going to happen to us? Do you think this is going to... They were challenging like that, and she was saying, yes, actually, you should be afraid. But they were saying, actually, they were going through each section of the Bhagavatam and reading it, saying, what about this? Do you really believe this? Do you really believe that the moon is farther away than the sun? Do you really believe that they didn't go to the moon?
So the moon is made of jewels.
Yeah. Oh, they asked all these questions.
That one was a head one.
Sorry for that. The moon is made of jewels. They asked that to Balamanta on the national television to explain how it is possible.
So, how could them be afraid? They're not gone to the moon.
That's what Prabhupada said. He said, you have your idea, and we have ours. We're not stopping you from having yours, so why would you stop us from having ours? And as far as we're concerned, we have as much evidence as you. Your authorities say you went, and our authorities say you didn't go. Anybody can make a movie to show that you went to Jupiter or Saturn or any other planet. Movies they can make King Kong. We don't understand that. But we don't stop you from having your beliefs. But don't force us to say yes, we went to the moon. He answered nicely.
Well, actually, when there is some moon, I was the moon person. I personally did not go with you. So how shall I do it? From this practical point of view, I didn't know. If you publish something new, they accept it. If you say that I did not go, I did not see, that is everything. We believe some paper, that's all. So why should not they believe the meditators?
The difference of the writers. The writer
for this paper is a fool. Maybe Gita tells so absolutely. It is accepted by the Atharva.
They do not believe that they're not the body. So these people, they read, but evidently they don't believe that they're not the body. It's just fancy.
What do they believe?
They believe that they're just the body.
Mm-hmm.
and to enjoy the body till death and then nothing. And present such nice philosophy, but they would rather think that they were just a bag of bones.
This Ted Patrick says that celibacy is a sign of insanity. He kidnaps nuns, priests, anybody who takes celibate vow. He says he's not in the right place.
He took one of our devotees and brought him to the naked dance shows, and even hired prostitutes to go with him.
I asked him once, I said, if you had a chance
on
television, on occasions, on television, I said to him, if you had a chance to deprogram the Pope, would you do it? He said, oh, definitely, I'm busting.
Pope is celibate.
Krishnas are the hardest to deprogram of all the groups. They also say that once you've been a Hare Krishna for 4 years, then your brains are finished and you cannot be
On the TV show, they were speaking with Ted Patrick, and they said, well, could you deprogram someone? And he turned to Basu Gopal, was awesome, and said, I could deprogram him very easily. But he looked at me and said, this one he is already doing.
He has no more brains.
We have a list in there of the, in that book, of the devotees who have been deprogrammed. And in our movement, unlike most of the others, about two-thirds of the devotees taken have come back. More have come back from our movement than any of the others. They take other groups 10-1 over us, because our devotees generally return. Only the new, the very most neophyte devotees do they actually meet. They have never had some experience of taking a devotee who's been for 2 years or 3 years or 4 years in our movement. They don't, they've never left and stayed away. They've always come back.
Usually the way they come back is that they're after being deprogrammed, someone is living out in the material world, and then they meet a devotee on book distribution. And by getting a book, they see the picture of Krishna, and immediately they start to remember, and they tell the devotee, please take me back to the temple. Vasu Gopal, whose case, the Adi case, was connected with him in New York. He had been deprogrammed, and he was going through the Washington, D.C. Dulles Airport, and suddenly someone met him on book distribution and gave him a book to sell him a book. He took a look at the Krishna book and said, take me immediately to the temple. He said, I should be selling the books, not buying the books. So take me to the temple. They dealt very hard with it. In this book, Ted Patrick has written a book which is popular selling them about, it's called
Let Our Children Go.
Let Our Children Go. He has written a book with Ted Patrick called Let Our Children Go. And there's a chapter about Hare Krishna movement, especially about this boy Vasu Gopal. And it's just terrible how he describes this whole process of the program, how much abuse he had to use in this world. He even admits to using abuse. And right now, the government is giving protection to a great extent to these abuses, saying that it is for the person's well-being that this abuse is being done.
They say that it's a family matter. They say, we don't want to interfere with family matter. It's a family argument. Just like the husband and wife quarreling, we wouldn't interfere. Or the father and son fighting, we wouldn't interfere. But this is a family matter.
One recent case in Texas, I think I may have told the Divine Grace, how the father killed his son while the son was sleeping. And the court said it is all right because the father had so many feelings, this boy was going bad, he should not interfere. Even to the point of murdering his son, the court let him go. This tendency is there now in the legal system. It's very lenient towards the parents, not towards the children.
Generally, when the child is kidnapped, the parent is always present. When they have the programming torture session, the parent is also present.
And in fact, the persons who do a lot of the torturing are relatives.
Just like in the case of Vasu Gopal, when he was held in his house, he managed to get to the phone and call me. So we went out to his house with some of the dromedaries from the temple and started breaking all the windows of the house and smashing down the doors. And as he was running around the house, his brothers and friends were grabbing him and throwing him down against the walls and locked him in a room to try to get him away from him. And they were fighting. But finally, they say in Ted Patrick's book, they thought there were 25 of us, but only four of us, five of them. So finally, in the end, they were so terrified that all of them began to fight. Even if Ted Patrick came and he was straight there. So they, in those cases, generally, they use the family members for the fighting.
And this clouds the issue in the courtroom because everyone naturally feels very sympathetic towards the fathers and mothers. So always these deprogrammers are very intelligent. They personally try to avoid the physical part, but they get the parents to do it.
And then if the person strikes out at the parents, they say, just see how crazy he's become. Just like with Vasu Gopal, he took a stick and hit his mother across the head and ran out shouting the name of the Shringadev because they were holding him captive. He could run away. And so they said, just see how crazy he's become. He hit his own mother. Of course, the fact is that they didn't mention they had locked him in the bathroom for 30 hours, 54, they kept him in a room with a bathroom, they locked the door, put him in there for 30 hours. All they mentioned is that he came out of here on his head with some stick. So then they say, just see, he's acting against his parents, and then the judge said, oh, so what can I do? Isn't it natural that the father loves the son?
To quote from our Shastra that he is not false. Sitana Sastadu Panani Masaka. I know this last.
Guru Nasasya, Svajano Nasasya, Pidan Sasya, Janani Nasasya, Daivam Natasya, Nabatishya Sasya, Namochaye Yaksamupeta Nityam. One who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod. There are many spiritual masters, but Rishabhadeva is
the father, according to that definition. This is our problem.
They argue sometimes, they say, you are saying that your guru...
And you are arguing your problem, our argument is here. You are arguing from your point of view. We shall argue from our point of view. Unless the father has deleted the son from the cycle of birth and death, he is not father. This is our point.
In order to accept this, they will have to rewrite the laws.
This is the actual now, apart from the scripture and intention. One comes to the argument, then that kind of father is there in the animal society. Cats and dogs, they also beget children, but they cannot relieve the child from the cycle of birth and death. And Bhagavad Gita says, Janam is Sujarabhadi Dukkodurhagatam. Customer, you have to see what is the actual distress in this material. Janam is Sujarabhadi Dukkodurhagatam. So, in this life you are my father. And next time I become a cat or dog, so who cares for this father? I get another. So who knows this dog? Sarvite kriyamanani guni karvani sarvite. Ahankar guni rata. See, the laws of nature is going on. And everything is happening. Karmana vayunatrena jantam deo kubhati. We are getting a type of body according to karma. Vishara sarva-bhutana vidyeta-bhuna-bhutati brahmayan sarva-bhutana jantra-rura-nima. This is a jantra. This jantra is, this machine, body, is offered by the material energy under the direction of the Supreme Personality. So, actually they do not know the laws of nature, laws of God, ignorance. So we are trying to deliver people from the laws of ignorance. And they do not know the laws. Naturally, they will think they know.
We have to educate.
Huh?
We have to educate.
Yeah. Vidyan chakre sakrata sandhi. Amartha upasamanu sakshan bhakti yogam madhukkade. Lokasya ajanata. The Western people, they do not know how life is going on. And they are creating anartha. Therefore, vidyan, that way, vidyan chakre sakrata. The position, Mukhaya Upadesha, Iprakupaya, Nasadha. if you try to advise rascal, ignorant, mukhaya upadeshati, prakapayana kāmpaya, payapvānam bhulandānam kevalam bhujavadu. So this is the position. Still we have to do our business. Difficult task. Therefore, if you want to please Krishna, very quickly struggle for preaching. Jayam paramam vayam manbhakte surya. Natatasmaam nishesu kachit nishyati. So we have got our business to please Krishna. That is our mission. So, despite there are so many inconveniences, we have to do this business. Murana vijana kumavit bhaktaramaya. We are all murad. So, we have been engaged to teach them some lessons. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did also. He sacrificed all personal comfort of life. Your land is far as very honored and knowledge. We had no demands of his family, his wife, Vishnu Priya, affection of Nada, that is it. But still, the Deva Prabhu has many people in the world. Kaptas Vistad Suresh Dharadhyava Thim Dharmishya Adhyava Dhaka Dhagadhyava Maya Vivan Dhaitaya Sikaman Dhaka Bandhi Mahaprabhu Thim Karama. So Dhanam Mahaprabhu wanted to tell one of these foolish rascal persons to become Guru. Amaragdai Guru Hashya Karo Hinde Jare Dako Kare Kaha Krishna. So, our mission is to carry out the order of the children's mind. Then Krishna will be true. Come on.
Vigorously, we invoke the attention of the authorities. That is to say, if we were to preach a little less vigorously, it might be less objection. But then again, there would be less benefit because we would not be preaching as vigorously. So it's very hard to know sometimes how forceful to preach.
No, we are not too satisfied. The authorities, we are too satisfied. Just like Arjuna, he wanted to satisfy his family members. But Krishna didn't like that. Then he is Christian Bhagavad Gita. And then Arjuna agreed, yes, very stable. So, it is the duty of the devotee to satisfy Krishna, not the family.
In fact, the Godhead magazine Now the tendency is that they're not mentioning Krishna's name so much. They're not putting the picture of Krishna. They're not putting the pictures of the devotees. They're stressing, you know, like simple, natural life in order to please the public.
Why do you think?
Probably because of this reasoning that they've used this phrase, we should have to make Krishna conscious more conventional. And with the shaved heads and the pictures of Krishna, people won't like it. So they've taken to this description of simple life. And vague talk of spiritual life, reincarnation, meditation.
Seems like a problem. People are speaking about our movement now. Many people say to us that you are selling out, compromising your position.
And this is stop. Weird. Why is that doing that without
something? There's a great deal of non-approval for many of the civil devotees.
No, you need them to stop.
We were looking through a recent issue of the magazine, the most recent issue, and we were
about what is coming up.
Yeah, that is there.
That is there. It is unfortunate that you are. We are all noting that point.
Yeah, can I place that?